Your thoughts might be the source of every problem you've ever had. Not the circumstances, not other people, not bad luck, but the silent voice narrating your life. This radical insight has transformed thousands of lives, catching the attention of Jim Carrey, Oprah, and thought leaders worldwide. The premise is deceptively simple. We don't suffer because of what happens to us, but because of what we think about what happens to us. A Zen master once became furious when another boat bumped into his during meditation. When he discovered the boat was empty, his anger vanished instantly. The revelation changed everything. If an empty boat couldn't make him angry, then nothing external ever could. The disturbance was always internal, created entirely by his own mind. This understanding bridges ancient wisdom with modern psychology, offering a path to mental freedom that doesn't require years of therapy or meditation retreats. It simply requires recognizing one profound truth: you are not your thoughts. We experience life through thought, not reality itself. Two people facing identical circumstances, a job loss, a breakup, a financial setback, can have completely opposite emotional responses. One spirals into despair, while another sees opportunity. The difference lies in the meaning assigned to the event. This explains why lottery winners often return to baseline happiness within months, while some people in poverty radiate genuine joy. Our feelings never arise from external circumstances, but from our thinking about those circumstances. Consider receiving harsh criticism from someone you respect versus someone you dislike. The words could be identical, but your emotional reaction differs dramatically based solely on your thoughts about the source. This reveals something profound. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. Pain is the first arrow, the actual event. Suffering is the second arrow, our reaction to it, created entirely through thinking. Most distress comes not from life's challenges, but from the stories we tell ourselves about those challenges. Your brain evolved as a threat detection system, constantly scanning for dangers. Before presentations, you'll forget everything. Before dates, they'll reject you. This isn't malicious, it's protective. Our ancestors needed this hypervigilance when physical threats lurked everywhere. Modern life rarely presents life-threatening dangers, yet our minds operate as if every social interaction carries survival stakes. Your mind treats a critical email like a charging predator, flooding your body with stress hormones designed for physical escape. The conflict? While your mind seeks safety, your deeper consciousness seeks meaning and fulfillment. Safety means staying small. Fulfillment requires vulnerability. When governed solely by our minds, we stay trapped in fight-or-flight responses, experiencing chronic anxiety because the mind perceives everything as threatening. To find freedom, recognize the mind's protective but limited role and connect with your deeper awareness, the consciousness existing beyond constant protective thinking. Thoughts arrive as pure, effortless downloads, light and expansive. I could start a business, brings excitement and possibility. Thinking is the active engagement that creates suffering, analyzing, judging, ruminating. When you think about that business, your mind generates reasons it might fail, creating doubt and paralysis. Your feelings serve as an internal compass. Positive emotions indicate pure thoughts. Negative emotions signal you're trapped in thinking. This explains why meditation works. It creates space between you and your thinking. Consider your happiest moments: falling in love, witnessing a sunset, absorbed in creative work. In these peak experiences, you have few thoughts at all. Positive emotions emerge not from positive thinking, but from the absence of thinking altogether. Babies exist in natural bliss before conditioning teaches overthinking, your original state. This flips traditional self-help upside down. Instead of replacing negative thoughts with positive ones, simply recognize when you're caught in thinking and allow your natural well-being to resurface. Three invisible principles create every experience: universal mind, consciousness, and thought. Universal mind is the intelligence behind all life, the force making acorns become trees and healing your body without effort. Connection to it brings wholeness. Disconnection through overthinking creates separation. Consciousness is your awareness, the ability to perceive existence. Thought constructs your personal reality. Like a DVD player, thought provides content while consciousness gives you the mechanism to experience it. Universal mind powers everything. Your experience isn't happening to you, it's happening through you. You're not a victim, but a creator of your perceptual reality. A samurai demanded a Zen master explain heaven and hell. The master insulted him harshly. The samurai drew his sword in rage. "That's hell," the master said. Understanding immediately, the samurai's eyes filled with tears. "And that's heaven," the master smiled. This reveals how quickly we shift between suffering and peace by recognizing the source of our experience. Understanding that thinking causes suffering doesn't eliminate ambition, it transforms its source. Goals emerge from two fundamentally different places, inspiration or desperation. Desperate goals arise from scarcity, feeling heavy and burdensome. Even when achieved, they bring fleeting satisfaction before emptiness returns. These are things you feel you have to do: quit your job, make $1 million, gain approval. You pursue them from fear, using them as stepping stones to escape your current situation. Inspired goals feel light, energizing, and expansive. You create them because you want to, not because you need to. There's no pressure, just abundance you wish to share. These goals arise naturally when thinking stops, coming as divine inspiration without analysis or judgment. To access inspiration, ask, "If I had infinite money, already traveled the world, had no fear, and received no recognition, what would I create?" This question bypasses the ego's desperate needs and connects with authentic desires. Professional athletes describe being in the zone during peak performances, not thinking or overanalyzing. In Japanese culture, this is mushin, a mind free of random thoughts, anger, fear, and ego. Creating from this inspired place often achieves greater external success while experiencing fulfillment regardless of outcomes. Creation requires space. When your mind overflows with old thinking, new thoughts cannot enter. Like a Zen master teaching a scholar with an overflowing teacup, you must empty your mind to receive new wisdom. Great innovators understood this. Edison would sleep holding steel balls that dropped when he dozed, waking him with solutions. Einstein played violin when stuck, allowing answers to emerge from the space he created. Flow is pure oneness, direct connection to everything around you. Thinking severs this connection, causing stress. Non-thinking means reconnecting with infinite intelligence, tapping into something greater than yourself. In this state, miracles occur. Unexpected opportunities, perfect timing, life feeling magical. Time warps as you accomplish more in days than others do in months. Intuitive thoughts pop into your mind with knowingness. They feel light, often defy logic, yet contain truth. Fear prevents most from following intuition because it operates in the unknown. Only by stepping into non-thinking can you access infinite possibilities. The process is simple. Recognize thinking causes negative emotions, surrender personal thinking and trust your inner wisdom, magnify feelings of love, peace, and joy. When you slip back into thinking, don't punish yourself, simply recognize it and transition back to peace. Peace isn't something you achieve, it's what remains when you stop thinking your way out of it. Your natural state is joy. Stop blocking it.